Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by Doug Price with Visit Colorado Springs. Doug, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
My pleasure. Good morning, Andrew.
Well, good morning. And of course, we're moving into the fall after we had the unofficial end of summer yesterday here in Colorado Springs. But there's still a lot of exciting and important things going on throughout the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, there really are. Thank you. It was quite a weekend for Labor Day liftoff and Parents Weekend up at the Air Force Academy. But you're correct. We just kind of accelerate into the fall here. And, you know, one of the things that I think it's important for people to begin to start focusing on is the upcoming elections in November. One of the important issues that's going to be on the ballot is the 20-year extension of the trails, open space, and park sales and use tax. And the current tax is 0.1%, and they're seeking an increase to 0.2%, which is approximately $1 per month per household. And the money from this tax is used to develop and maintain trails and open spaces. And we literally have a $270 million backlog in parks funding. And approval of this 20-year extension would really be a great thing for those of us who love to go out and use our trails, open spaces, and parks.
Exactly. And of course, the parks are not only important to residents, but visitors alike. And this, after such a busy summer, we're not expecting travel to slow down really anytime soon.
No, you're right. The summer was a big one for us. The early returns looked very strong. We just really benefited by the opening of the Cog Railway and the Summit Visitor Center and Widener Field. And people did feel safe to return to travel. And our hotel occupancy really reflected that. You know, as you mentioned, Labor Day does mark the kind of unofficial end of summer, but whether people are visiting friends and family or taking short weekend trips, the fall remains one of the most popular seasons here to explore outdoors. And you know, last fall, outdoor attractions like Pikes Peak Highway, Manitou Cliff Dwellings, they hit absolutely record numbers. And I just think that people need to look at their calendars and remember that we've got events like the Pikes Peak Apex Mountain Race that's going to be coming September 23 to 26. Air Force football, as you mentioned earlier, they won their home opener against Lafayette. There's five more chances to catch the Falcons at home this season. The Switchbacks are playing all the way through October. And so there's plenty of time to head down and see the new Widener Field. There's six more games. And to this week, there's a home game Wednesday night and Saturday night for the Switchbacks. You know, Arts Month is coming up in October with lots of galleries and shows and activities planned. And, you know, the first Fridays of each month are still the time to get out and do our art walks and get around town. And I think for those of you who are like and love to go down to head down towards Canyon City, the winery at Holy Cross Abbey is holding its annual Harvest Festival with all the wine tastings and local food offerings. And that's the end of the month. That's September 25 and 26. So I hope we've told listeners this morning that just because it's the unofficial end of summer, there are lots of things to look forward to this fall.
Exactly. And of course, Doug, we know that there are a lot of things going on. We listed so many now, but of course, we're also dealing with that reality that we're seeing a little bit of a surge connected to cases of the Delta variant. So as you're speaking with a number of different events, different community leaders in your role with Visit Colorado Springs, what are you hearing as far as mixing, keeping everything open, having these options, but still doing so in a safe manner?
Well, we're fortunate that the officials at El Paso County Public Health are really keeping a good pulse on this, and they're in touch daily with our hospitals to just monitor that situation. And one message remains clear, and that is, if people will simply get vaccinated, you'll be doing your part to help us control the spread and be able to get our lives back to normal and enjoy these events that both our residents and visitors hopefully will be able to enjoy safely.
Exactly. And of course, for more information, what's the best website to head to, Doug?
Visitcos.com.
All right, Doug Price with Visit COS, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News, and can't wait to chat with you more, get a deeper dive into all things going on throughout the local areas. You're set to join us here next Monday on The Extra. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Andrew.